When you think about the North Country, you don't think much about bass fishing, in particular Connecticut. I guess Lee Bailey comes to mind for me, but with me today is Kim Broder, and Kim, I guess the big thing is a guy in Connecticut making it on the Elite Series. That's got to be something special.
I think it is. You know, we don't get the amount of time to fish and practice like a lot of guys do down south, so, you know, fishing 6 months out of the year, 7 months out of the year, and qualifying to fish amongst some of the great fishermen around was definitely an achievement for me.
Well, you kicked Lee Bailey out of there. He moved to Alabama, and I wouldn't think that it would be too far in your future that you might be moving somewhere warmer, too.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's a delicate situation at the house here, you know. Family doesn't really want to move away from their family, but I'm ready to pack it up and get down south, maybe South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere, and you know, be a little closer to some of the great lakes that we have in the country here, and be able to spend more time down there and, you know, enjoy some of the warmer weather, too, because it's getting chilly up here.
Well, no doubt about it. We've got ice up here, and I live in Illinois, and you know, you guys are right on the same quadrant we have, so you get that cold weather. But as a professional fisherman, you kind of came at it a different way. You started in saltwater.
Yeah, I spent, well, just about my whole life in the saltwater industry. My father, of course, took me out and caught my first bluefish, and I think it was maybe three. And from there, it's just escalated into, you know, fishing the Elite Series. But, you know, the saltwater industry was a great place. I lived right on Long Island Sound. It was a great place to run around and learn how to fish. And then as I got older, I started traveling up and down the East Coast. I'd spend the winters in Florida, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale area. And then, you know, when it got warm, I'd come back to Connecticut and fish up here, you know, out of Noank, Connecticut, which is right on the border of Connecticut and Rhode Island. So we were fishing offshore in the canyons for giant tuna, marlin, a lot of shark fishing, and then inshore also for, you know, smaller fish, striped bass and fluke and, you know, the inshore species. Yeah, I've kind of covered a large variety of species.
When did you start this thing? I mean, you know, it's not like you've been doing this for 50 years. So when did you start fishing it, and how did you get going, and did you join bass clubs and some of those kind of things?
Well, actually, I had a customer out striper fishing a couple times, and he told me about these bass tournaments that his son was fishing, and he had fished a couple of them. And he said, you know, you really got to check this out. You have that competitive spirit, and you really want to win, and you want to do well, and you know how to fish the saltwater industry, and it probably wouldn't take you long to, you know, get going in the freshwater world. So I went out, I bought a couple of bait casters, a couple spinner baits. I joined a club in August of 99, local club here, and started fishing some local tournaments. And I didn't own a boat at that point, just fishing on the back of some other boats. And then I got hooked on that. And the following year, I bought an aluminum boat, fished the Federation, joined bass, you know, that whole thing there with joining a club and so on. And started fishing some little tournaments around here again on a club and trying to qualify for the Federation. Did that, and then I started fishing some of the Northern Opens and qualified through the Northern Opens as an amateur. I fished, 2002 and 2003, I fished as an amateur in the back of the boat. Qualified for the championship down in Toledo Bend in 2003. I ended up winning that one, and I also ended up being first place in the Northern Division in the amateur end of things. So that kind of got me kicked off. Bass paid for my entry fees my first year in the Opens, and they also gave me some spending money. Citgo gave me some gas money for the year, about $1,020, I believe, and that kind of got me into the pro end of things. And I fished the Northern Opens in the pro division my first year. I think I finished 25th out of the Northern Division, which I kind of fell apart in the last tournament. I didn't catch enough fish and just did some really bad things. So the second year as a pro, I got my act together and had fewer mistakes and ended up in the top 30 there, which got me into the Elite Series last year.
Well, and then you went to the School of Hard Knocks again, had a little tough year, you know, it was an okay year for you, but you had to go through the wild card to re-qualify, and did that at Harris Chain.
Yeah, in the beginning of last year, it was a a big change for me, you know, leaving the house, quitting my job. I had a great job. I mean, I was making a lot of money. I didn't work that hard. I fished pretty much whenever I wanted, and I gave all that up, jumped in a truck, and started my career in the bass world, and I just could not catch a fish. It was pathetic. It was just, you know, one thing after another. You know, I'd have a bad day, and then I'd have another bad day, and it just continued on, and I came home and talked to some of my saltwater buddies here that I grew up with, and they kind of got me set back on pace. And the end of the year, I started clicking, fishing my strengths, and started cashing some checks, which was great. Gave me some more confidence that I could do this with the caliber of fishermen. And then when I got to the Harris chain, the momentum was already going, and it just continued right through that tournament, you know, getting myself up into the top 10 to requalify for the Elite Series this year.
Well, you reflect back on that, and, you know, a school of hard knocks comes to mind. I mean, you got to go in there, you got to put your dues in, you're fishing bodies of water you may or may not have fished, and all of a sudden things start clicking for you. Tell me about that psychological advantage, you know, when you think, hey, things are going pretty good, now you start catching them. That's got to be something that's going to carry over into 2007.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was hoping 2007 would start sooner, you know, just to make sure that roll was going to continue on, and it's gone. I'm going to make sure it does. But there's a lot to be said about having the confidence to go out there and fish every day and perform at the top of your level. It's not, I thought it was going to be a lot easier, you know, to just go out and fish every day, but it's more like a job than just going weekend fishing.
Well, there's no question it is, and with the caliber of fishermen, the Kevin Van Dams, the Denny Browers, those guys of the world, make it so that the challenge is even tougher. Now, you were able to secure a wrap sponsor, and that's Loctite, I believe.
Yes,
and you've got a boat and motor company working with you, too.
Yeah, I got Loctite is my primary sponsor for the wrap, and Triton Mercury is my boat and motor sponsor right now also.
Let's talk about the future a little bit. You know, you get involved in this thing, and now you've not only made it the first year, but you've made it in year number two of the Elite Series. Tell me about what the future holds for you, and what are some of the goals you've set for yourself?
Well, the first thing I want to do this year is just go out and concentrate on one tournament at a time and get myself up into the top 50 and stay there. The next year, they're cutting the field down. They're only taking, I believe, the top 50 out of the Elite Series next year. And I want to make sure I'm in there, which is my first goal, is to make sure I'm in the top 50. And also, this is kind of big, but if I could make the Classic, that'd be great.
When you look back at it, I mean, it wasn't too long ago. You were fishing club events. Now you're fishing with the best in the world. What kind of psyche do you have for that? I mean, once you've done this a little bit, is it more comfortable every time you go out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first five tournaments, I can remember Amistad when I backed in the first morning. There's Gary Klein's there, Rick Klun's parked next to me, and Kevin Van Dam's coming in, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm going, what am I doing here, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, God, I hope this wasn't a big mistake, you know? And it turned out the first few tournaments it was, but, you know, we're all on track here now and going on. But it is definitely exciting to fish with the caliber of guys that we're fishing with right now.
Well, it sounds like it was a eye-opening experience, but you've been up to the task. You sound like a pretty humble guy. You sound like you're, you know, just going out there and trying to do your job.
Right. I try not to set the goals too high, although I did say I wanted to make the Classic this year, and after being in 95th or 98th and then being at the Classic 2008 is a little bit of a stretch, but you gotta have realistic goals, I guess, is what it boils down to. You can't expect to go out there and fish against this caliber of guys and win every one or place in every one and, you know, just go in there and think you're going to take the money out from underneath them, because that's not going to happen with these guys. And you got to just kind of look at it and figure out how to get it done. And that's some of the things I'm working on now, is just trying to figure out how to play the game a little bit better.
Well, Ken, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and I think, you know, you've got your head on right. I think, you know, your goals are realistic, and there's no question, you're the best fishing's ahead of you, so good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.